Was it written? You're not going to change it. You're not going to change it. Well, his name is not written in here. Okay. We'll find out if it's written there. We'll find out if there's a name. I know what David says in Psalm 68:4. That is his name. Well, that for David, you're a fool. It's for you. Then Psalm 23 is not for you either. Or Psalms 100. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every. Then why is the Old Testament not part of the every? That's what he said, didn't he? Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yahweh. Then why the New Old Testament is not? Oh, they take the words out of that they want. They take the prosperity and the blessings. They rob the folks to hell with tithes and offerings. They drive them like slave drivers. And yet where it says he's going to curse him, you already cursed because you despise my name. That's not a part of it. But your tithes are part of it. The men that hold the truth of Yahweh in unrighteousness. And when Yahweh reveals the truth to a man, he must obey it. And when a man does that, he will lose wife, children, and all to obey Yahweh. I'm telling you. You will lose everything. You will lose everything. You will. To gain him. And that's the truth. He says in verse 11 of the same chapter, it said, then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels, the malachs of Yahweh came and ministered unto Yahweh. Well, how did he get him to leave? By what is written. Now, how do we get him to leave us? By what is written? What is written? What is written? Well, we submit ourselves unto Yahweh. To what is law? Submit ourselves unto Yahweh and do what? Resist the devil. It is written that he shall what? To flee. Did not Messiah submit himself to the law of Yahweh? He said, it is written, devil. It is written. It is written. It is written. That's what he used, the written word. He didn't use anything else. He didn't try to figure anything out. He just said, what is written? It's written. That's all the while the devil had to flee. And then the angels came and assured him, it's written. Here it is right here. Here it is here. That's what the word of Yahweh does. That's why he ordained ministers after his own heart that will feed you with knowledge and understand why. That you will know it is written. And that will remind you what is written. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to remind you of what is written in the book. Not about me. Not even about you. But it's about him. And all about him. That's what it's about. And our love for him. You can love him with all your heart. He is the one that put love in our hearts by the power of his spirit. Don't tell me you're going to love me. No. Here it is, love. Not that we love him, but that he first loved us. Amen. Amen. He first loved us. Amen. Glory. Glory. Let me move on. He says in Matthew chapter 11. Let me move back quickly. He says in the 11th chapter, verse 10. Look what scripture says. Is this not written in red? I'm doing that it may reveal something to you. It's not written in red. In Matthew chapter 11 verse 10. Is that written in red? All right. It says this. For this is he of whom it is written. It's already written now. Behold, I send my messengers before thy face, who shall prepare the way before thee. Johannes is talking about. He says, already written. What was it written? Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 3. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 3. And also Malachi chapter 3 and verse 1. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 3. And Malachi chapter 3 verse 1. Verily I say unto you in verse 11, among them that are born of women, they have not risen a greater than Johanna the Baptist, or Johanna. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of Yahweh is greater than he. So the scripture wrote about the coming of this one that will prepare the way for Messiah. If it hadn't wrote about him, then his coming would have been a lie. That's just it, saints. It must be written in order for it to be established. It cannot be truth unless it's written. And that's why they have people to record historical facts.
They record it. And they write it, don't they? So it has to be truth. This is truth. Because he said it is written. Now he says in the 21st chapter of Matthew, chapter 21, verse 12, Matthew, chapter 21, verse 12. It says that Joshua went in the temple of Yahweh. I'm quite sure he didn't go in the temple of Dagon or Molech. His name was in his temple. He built his house at his name. He dwelled there. And he cast out them that sold and bought in the temple. And he overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seat of them that sold doves. And he said unto them, this is what he said, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. Now if it's not written, it would have been a lie. What he said was the truth. Isaiah chapter 56 and verse 7. That's where you can find that. Isaiah chapter 56 verse 7. He said that Yahweh's house shall be called a house of prayer. And you have made it a house of merchandising. Selling every kind of thing there is for your own lustful ways. Now if it is written, why did Yahweh write it? That it may be established. That we can't refute it. That you can't deny it. That's why it's written, saints. That's why it is written. And you're sure everything he said, it was about what was written. It is written. It is written. It is written. One of the most tremendous battles he had when he was led for 40 days in the wilderness. He had fasted 40 days, 40 nights. And afterwards he was hungered. And he always said the tempter to him. To prove him. And the only thing that he had to prove whom he was what was written. When he came to witness and testify of. And that was the law of Yahweh. And that's the only thing we got. That's why we're defeated, so that's why the enemy overcomes us. Because we don't know what is written. It ought to be written in our heart. That's why David said, I will hide thy word in my heart, that I will not sin against you. And we don't hide the word of Yahweh in our heart. We hide sin and lies and every kind of corrupt thing there is. And we need to hide his word in our hearts, saints. Now I did that because I want to show you something. His name is everlasting. His name is our seal. Yahshua was sealed by the Father with his name. That's what sealed him. He is a spirit. Yahweh is a spirit. And he sealed him by his name. Now either all that I've read is the truth, or it's a lie, or this is a lie too. The scripture says in Revelation chapter 2. Revelation chapter 2, verse 17. He that hath ear, Revelation 2, speaking to the assembly of Pergamos. Revelation 2, 17. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the assembly. To him that overcometh, now we must overcome. To him that overcometh, will I give to eat of the hid manna. And I will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name. What? Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Do you believe if you overcome, you're going to have a new name that is written in the stone or in that righteous stone of Yahweh? Do you believe that? I believe that too. He said, which no man knoweth save he that received the stone. That's how precious that name is. And no man will know it. Every name is going to illuminate the Father. Every name. That's why every name of the patriarchs, it illuminated the Father. I'm telling you. If you go back and do research, if you just take time, you go to the libraries, just take a little time and look up their nationalities of their names, you will see that every name glorified the Father. Yahweh is praise. Yahweh is the mighty one. Yahweh is the deliverer. Yahweh is my hope. Every name did that. Matthew, Isaiah, Jeremiah. Every name did that. David, the apple of Yahweh's eye. All the names of the patriarchs, they brought glory unto the Father. So he's going to give us a new name. We that overcome, we must overcome this generation of wickedness. He's going to give us a new name that's written. He said it was written, didn't he? If that's true, so is this too. Revelation 14:1. Reason I'm touching on this is because there was an old man that called me from Missouri the other night. His heart weeping. And when he simply called to say to me, Pastor Roberts, press on. Preach it. Preach the truth. He said, even I must turn around and change. He said, even I must commit fully unto the Father.
That's what he said to me. So strengthen my hearts. Sure did. If that is written, then this name is written too. Yohanan says in Revelation 14:1, and I looked and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Sion. And with him 144 having the Father's name, having his Father's name written in their foreheads. What is the Father's name that's written?
Amen.
Having his Father's name written in their forehead. Same word the Messiah said, it is written. And if it's written in the book, then the Father's name is written in their foreheads. And he knows those that are his. His name must be written in your heart, saints. His name must be written in your forehead. And you think on his name like David. You think on the name of Almighty Yahweh. And then you have confidence in the law of the Father. That's why we have no confidence in the law today. He says, I saw the name. He said, and lo, I look and behold. He said, I saw this. And I look. And look. A lamb stood on Mount Sion. And with him at 144,000. Having his. Who was the his he talking about? He was talking about the lamb.
Amen.
Having his Father's. There's an apostrophe there. Possession. Father's name. You can see he all be following. You can think, well, that's his authority. Lies. That's his literal name. And I want to find out what that name is because I want to seal in my forehead too. I want that name written in my forehead. Sure. That's why you always said to, he said to Ezekiel, he said, you go out and he said, you go and you find those that cry and sigh against wickedness. And you take the ink horn and you mark every last one of them. You mark them with the writer's ink horn. That's what he said. With the writer's ink horn, you mark them. And so those that cry and sigh against his wickedness, he's going to mark them with the writer's ink horn. His name is going to be written in their heads. Isn't that not what the anti-Messiah is going to do, this false government? He's going to give them a name and the number of the beast in their heads or in their foreheads. And he's going to do that. That's what he's doing. That's why he's preparing them with their televisions, their lusts and their greeds and their selfishness. He's setting them up. That's what he's doing, saints. This is going to crumble, saints. You don't have to believe it. This whole thing is going to crumble. It's coming down. It's going down, down, down. And your only confidence is hope in Messiah. I'm telling you. It may seem like everything is going nice. And they put up this false illusion. Tell everybody the economy is this and that. And this is a frightened nation. It is a nation that is full of lies. Everything is based on lies. The religion is based on lies. The emotion is based on lies. The love is based on lies. But it is coming down. It's going to fall like a drunken whore falling. That's what she's going to fall like. She's coming down, saints. She's coming down. She's going to fall for her sins and all of the debacle she's caused and the sinful deeds in this nation. It's wicked. America's wicked. The folks in this nation are wicked. The ones that say that say they're more wicked than the ones that don't even confess.
Amen.
Why? Because it's better for you not to know than to know, than to reject. It's better for you never to hear the name of Yahweh than to hear it and to reject it. They may have rejected that. They know that's not his name. They want to argue against that. And they have nothing to stand on but their emotions and feelings. Well, I was saved. No, I was saved by the law of Yahweh's righteousness. Before the foundation of the earth, he preordained and predestinated me to become a son. Had nothing to do with me. He just did it. All he did is send Messiah to say, you got hope. Just do what he tell you to do. But why am I going to do what he tell me to do? Because he didn't tell me to do anything that the Father had told him to tell me to do. He said, I'm going to send you an intermediary, Messiah. He said, now what do you say, Father? Okay. He said, to keep my laws. What did you tell him? Okay. Repent of your sins now.
Amen.
Tell him what? Believe on you. You got to believe on him now.
Amen.
Him that sent me. Men have rejected the Father.
Amen.
They deny him. He's not even a part. They pray, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. That's how he told us to pray. There's no one scripture tells you to pray like that. You pray, our Father, Yahweh, which art in heaven, and you hallow his name. Blessed be the name of Yahweh forevermore. No other name, but bless your name, Yahweh. For in that name you find hope in the Son. The Son came in the Father's name. No other name that he came in. He didn't come in Jesus. He didn't come in Jesus. He didn't come in Zeus. He came in the Father's name. Why are you preaching like that? Because I love you enough to tell you the truth.
Amen.
You don't even love no one if you don't tell them the truth.
Amen.
You're a liar. You're a pervert. I don't care who you are. And if you sit there today, you love someone, you tell them the truth. Show you. That's the truth.
Amen.
You don't compromise the Father. You tell them the truth. I don't care what the emotions and the feelings. That's the truth. You tell them the truth. What thus saith Almighty Yahweh. What's his name? Yahweh. We'll go to the scripture where Messiah says, how do we pray when they ask him? He say, pray our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Then tell me the name of the one you pray. What is the hallowed name? Now, it's not the Son's name. You're talking about the Father. So when you find the Father's name, you'll find the Son's name. That's just it, saints. He did not come to give. He said he will not give his glory unto any, or his praise unto any, neither his glory unto any graven image. He won't do that. Now, that's his glory. He's not going to take that glory. He didn't give it to no one. See, because the Son didn't come to take the glory from him. He came to restore the glory to him. He didn't come to do that. That is my name, he said. It's Yahweh. And that is my name. And my glory, my praise will I not give to any, or my glory will I give unto any graven image. The Son didn't come to take the glory from the Father. He came to bestow it upon him. He did. And one of the last events of the end time, you're going to see the name of those that have overcome this wicked world system. This wicked whorehouse. That's what these are those who have not defiled themselves with women. With the spirit of this wicked whorehouse today. That's what she is. And I'm not going to call it no church. She's a pagan. She is a pagan church. I'm going to call this assembly the tabernacle. That's what I'm going to call it. Because Yahweh called it the tabernacle. The assembly of Yahweh. That's what I'm going to call it. Yahweh's assembly. The congregation. No, that's not the name of this assembly. It's just a congregation of Yahweh's people. A gathering collection of people that are holy. That's what congregation means. A separated people. His name should be extolled upon. His name should be in this house. Not David Roberts Pentecostal house. It should be the name of Yahweh. That's why the gates of hell are prevailing. Because he didn't establish this mess. No, he established the body of Messiah. And Messiah is the fullness of what we call the assembly. And the gates of hell has not prevailed against that. He allowed all hell to test that. The Garden of Gethsemane. The 40 days. And he was so bold that he went down into the earth. And said, all power was given unto me. Every bit in heaven and in the earth. He said, Satan, your kingdom has no power here. None. None at all. That's why we don't have to be fearful of death or anything, saints.
Amen.
He saw the name of the Father written. Messiah say, it is written. It is written. That is the commandment. That is the law of Yahweh. He says, name. He saw the name of the Father written in their foreheads. Written in their foreheads. Not just, he said written. You can look at that any way you want to, but that was written. In their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven. John said, I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many waters. And as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harps harping with their harps. He says in verse 3, and they sung as it were a new song before the throne. And before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn the song but the 144,000. Only those that seal with the Father's name are going to sing in the glorious presence of Yahweh. I won't reject his name, Satan. He has a name and it's a profound name. And this world despises it. They're religious. That's why we can't talk with a new talk. Because we seal with the Baptist seal, or the apostolic, or the Methodist seal. There's a name that should be in our foreheads. That's the name of Yahweh. That's why it's a beautiful name, Yahweh. I ain't going to stop saying your way. Your way. You sung a new song. No man could learn that song but the 144,000. Who are they? Well, these are they which have not defiled themselves with woman. They did not go to the forbidden assemblies. They didn't go to them whorehouses where they know they should not have gone. These folks, they think they justify themselves because they go to a whorehouse. These forbidden whorehouses just to say, well, I go to church today. That's a lie.
Amen.
For years, I stayed out of one. And I would go, Yahweh say, don't go. He did not want me to defile with them. For years, I had nobody. He wouldn't let me go in them places. He wouldn't let me go. I would ride after somebody and say, don't go in there. He didn't want me to defile with the woman. He didn't want me defiled.
Amen.
You know, that was one thing old R.G. Stair said about Pastor Robert. He has not been defiled by the woman. No, he didn't allow me to be defiled by that. And I wasn't no nuthead that you could just shoot anything past me. Well, I listened very carefully. He even said that. Pastor Robert listened very carefully. He knows how to listen.
Amen.
Amen. These are those that have not defiled themselves with woman.
Amen.
For they are virgins.
Amen.
Is not the woman of Psalms 30, is she not a virgin?
Amen.
Well, she's a virtuous woman, but she got children.
Amen.
Now, that doesn't make sense in the natural anatomy. But the scripture calls her a virtuous woman.
Amen.
She got children, too. Because her heart is pure. She doesn't defile herself with this religious whore. This religious spirit. That's all religion is. It's the worship of God. What God? Just any God. It's just worship any kind of God. Folks worship their families. They worship their sons, their daughters. They esteem them more highly than the truth. The truth said they're going to hell. They say, well, he ain't that bad. He lies. He's a horrible, sinful master. Well, my daughter, she's nice. She's going to hell. For my daughter, my daddy, he helps the poor. He's going to hell. They're going to die in their sins. Self-righteousness. It's only through the veil of that sacrifice of Messiah that brings us perfectly aligned with the law of Yahweh, where we accept what He has done in that body that the law was fulfilled. That's what was fulfilled in that body, the law and the prophets. That what will fulfill in that body.
Amen.
The prophet spoke of salvation and deliverance. All through the prophets you saw deliverance. Who delivered them? Yahweh did.
Amen.
And so everything was fulfilled in that body.
Amen.
And so that's what gave us the hope. The Messiah gave us the hope.
Amen.
And we get hope.
Amen.
That's the only way, saints.
Amen.
I love you enough to tell you the truth.
Amen.
I don't have nothing but my soul.
Amen.
Have no riches. Don't want no $200 million lottery. Takes away faith.
Amen.
All I want is the truth.
Amen.
I don't want no $100 million lottery. All I want is the truth. I was talking to Brother Dale. We were talking about that. I said, you know, Brother Dale, I don't want that. We don't need that because it takes away faith.
Amen.
You won't have no faith in the Father.
Amen.
You won't trust Him.
Amen.
I said, I like the way we're doing things. We have to struggle here, but that's all right.
Amen.
He brings us through every time, son.
Amen.
So we don't need no $200 million. We just have faith in what He says. We believe what He says. We have hope in His Word.
Amen.
I don't want to daydream about the 100 million lottery.
Amen.
I want to have hope in what He said.
Amen.
I know what He said. And that's enough for me.
Amen.
I don't want to defile myself with this womankind. You don't have to defile yourself with this religious whore. And there are many women out there today. The Methodists, the Pentecostals, the Apostolics, the Lutherans. How many women they got in the Lutherans? They got hundreds of different types of Lutherans. They got hundreds of types of Episcopalians. They got hundreds and thousands of Presbyterians. And Baptists, my, how many they got. Church of God, how many they got. Church of God in Christ. Church of God in the Lord Jesus Christ. Church of God, the Lord Jesus. They got many, sister. The Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Church of Jesus Christ. The Church of Christ. They got thousands. There are almost 10,000 denominations right here. In the United Whorehouse of America.
Amen.
I can show you statistically and factual. I have it over there in the Almanac of 2004. Almost 10,000. And each denomination got hundreds of different little offshoots. And yet they all serve different gods. It is a pantheon of gods, sister. And so if I fellowship with you being a Lutheran, or some of fine Presbyterian, then I will just submit to your God for the moment. That's all it is, a pantheism. That's all it is. It's pantheism. It's not the only true one. No, it can't be when homosexuals are ordained. It can't be when your wicked sons and daughters, they're all right in your sight. It can't be. It's not the truth of the living law. It's not His truth. Because His truth brings us divide. Sure it does. Separate whole houses. Sure it does. You don't know the one I know then. And that is the truth. They are they which have, were not defiled with woman, for they are virgins. They are they which follow the Lamb. See, they follow the Lamb whithersoever He goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruit of Yahweh. And who? So who is the one? What does it say in that text, please? Then the first fruit of who? And Jesus. God and the Lamb. Well, then who is this Lamb's father then? Then the first fruit of Yahweh. That's who they are. They're the first fruit of Yahweh. And of the Lamb. Because they are one. They're the first fruit of the Father. That's what this 144,000 is. Is the first fruit. The pure. The pick. That's who they are. That's who they are. They never defile themselves. You can't defile yourself with this spirit of this age today. You got to free yourself from it. Well, how do you do that? By keeping the law of Yahweh. I want to go back to Matthew. Matthew chapter 26. What is written? If it's not written, it is not the truth then. And if his name is not written in their foreheads, then that's a lie, what Johannes saw. And if he saw the truth, then you better find out what name is written there. And you better pray that that name is written in your forehead. And if that name is not written, then the name of the mark of the beast is going to be written there. That's just it. It ain't going to be no Lord Jesus. No, ain't going to be no Lord Jesus. It's going to be your way. He saw the name of the Father written there. For it is the testimony of the Father. Messiah came with the testimony of the Father. Only Yahweh can save. So he sent Messiah to show the folks that only he can save. Only Yahweh can save. You throw that trash out of your mind. Well, I was saved when I heard about Jesus Christ. No, you weren't saved because of that. Yahweh just saved you. He knew you were ignorant, unlearned. At one time he went in all of our ignorance. And now he said, I want repentance. But a man repent as a contriteness, as a brokenness. Thank you, Father. I'm just glad he brought me to the knowledge of his truth. Why? Because this is the house that's going to be tried by the fire. And it's a trying fire. That's what it's going to be. Folks are selling out to Yahweh because of the kinfolks. And they are saints. They're selling out. Don't let any of them draw you away. I didn't allow my mother. I didn't allow anyone to draw me away from the truth. He said all kinds of things about me. He said I was on the witchcraft spirit. That's what those fools said. He been bewitched. And yet they're in their drunkenness and their sin. When I was walking in the same drunkenness, I wasn't bewitched. But all of a sudden my life has changed. And I was a different mindset. Now I'm bewitched. They were the ones that bewitched. Died in their sins and their corruption. I bless Yahweh for his revealed truth. I thank him in this hour above every hour. You're going to need that seal. You're going to need that virtuous pure spirit to overcome this power of this age. You're not overcoming this by mama's doctrines or daddy's doctrine. You're going to have the pure doctrine of Yahweh and the law of Yahweh. That's why your lives in the trouble they're in. That's why you fall. You crumble. You compromise the truth of Yahweh. And that's the truth. Matthew chapter 26. In verse 31, it says this. Is this the truth? Then said Yahshua unto them, is this not in red? Amen. All right. So they write what he says in red so you can make a distinction. Amen. Don't have to figure it out. Amen. All ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written. Because it was written, they had to be offended. And I will smite the shepherd and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered. Did that happen? Amen. Were they offended? Amen. Peter even cursed. Amen. Why? Because Zechariah chapter 13 verse 7 tells us that. Zechariah 13 verse 7. He said all of you are going to be offended. And have we all been offended at him? Amen. Every last one of us been offended. Amen. Every last one of us been offended because of him. He tells us what to do when we're offended. Well, he said, meet me in that righteous place. Well, I can't meet you there. Amen. Daddy, I got to be with Daddy. Now I'm going to meet him there. Amen. I don't care what Daddy does. I don't care what Mama. I don't care what any of them do. I'm going to meet him there. Amen. Wherever he is, I want to be there. Amen. If he's in the midst of afflictions, I want to be there. If he's there with great trials, I want to be there. If he's in the midst of the fire, I want to be there. Well, shout, rock, me, shock, and Abednego. He said, oh, King, I know you're bad. But we will not even think about defying what Yahweh says. Because we know that he is able. Amen. So if he's in the fire, I want to be there with him. Amen. I want to be there with him. Because I know he's able. What, to consume me or to bear me up? Either one. Satan didn't even do that. He's able. You dash your foot, he's able to bear you up.
So if Satan believes that, I have faith to believe it. So it's written in the book. So if that is written in the book, then the name of the Father must be written too. And that's the truth. Mark chapter 7 and verse 6. Mark chapter 7, verse 5 and verse 6. Look at what Scripture says. Mark chapter 7, verse 5. Then the Pharisees and the scribes ask him, why walk not thy disciples according to, look at this now, the traditions of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands? He answered and said unto them, well hath Isaiah prophesied of you what? Hypocrites. As it is what?
Written.
The people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Oh, I love the Lord, Pastor Ron. I just love the Lord. I love Jesus. He said, they honor me and they speak lies of great swelling words, but their hearts are far from me. If you love him, you know how. You will know you love him.
Amen.
He will do what he said.
Amen.
If you love me, keep the Father's commandments.
Amen.
Obey what he said.
Amen.
If you love me, you will keep my commandments.
Amen.
He said, it's written. It is written to me. They honor me with their mouths.
Amen.
But their hearts are far from me. Isaiah 29:13. Ezekiel 33:31. And Amos chapter 4, verse 4 and verse 5. Isaiah 29:13, Ezekiel 33:31, and Amos 4, 4 and 5. The Scripture tells us that. This is a generation that honoreth him with their mouths, but their hearts are far from him.
Amen.
They don't love him.
No.
That's the truth.
Amen.
And the only way you're going to learn love is through his truth.
Amen.
That's it. And he's going to have to expose you in your sins. And your ways, and what you are, what you're made of. We don't want him to do that.
Amen.
Mark chapter 11, verse 17. Mark 11, 17. I had to go this route today because the old man, Elder Luther there in Missouri, bless him, Yahweh, encouraged my heart other night. You say, preach it, Pastor Robert. And I will, Brother Luther. I will. Mark chapter 11, verse 17. And he taught, saying unto them, and that's how he taught now, is the other part in red.
Amen.
Now that's Messiah talking. It tells us what transpired here. Is it not written? Is that not what he says?
Amen.
My house shall be called of all nations, the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. Is it not written in Isaiah 56:7 that his house shall be called that?
Amen.
And he said, you have made it a den of thieves. That's what we have done with the house of Yahweh.
Amen.
They come in, they're extortioners, they're liars, they're thieves,
Amen.
They're counterfeits, they're false brethren, they're not sincere.
No.
Paul said they're sheep in wolf clothing.
Amen.
They're liars, they're perverters of the truth. They have no love for Yahweh.
No.
They pretend, but they're full of lies. They have no true identity.
No,
they're full of the sins and the corruption.
Amen.
That's all it is.
Amen.
It says in verse 18, and the scribes and the chief priests heard it, and they saw how they might what?
Destroy.
Why would they want to do that? That's how folks have sought to destroy the name of Yahweh. That's not his name. The name is true. I would just say it in Jesus' name, but you don't even know. You're just going on emotions and feelings. We didn't know how we really saved. Even when we got saved, we were still in trash.
Amen.
You're doing things that were just filthy.
Amen.
You still done them.
Amen.
It's the knowledge of his truth.
Amen.
That's the truth.
Amen.
So you haven't lied since you've been saved, huh? And you haven't repented of that one. You do so much you don't even know what you've repented of.
Amen.
You get on your knees and I say, Father, forgive me. No, you got to get down and as Esau, he saw it carefully with tears. And yet he found no place. And you think you're the place. And say, well, I did that. I'm sorry. Amen, amen. No, it's more than that.
Amen.
But if I disobeyed the law, that was a penalty.
Amen.
Because judgment is not expediently executed. Then the heart of man is fully set to do evil.
That's why you can continue to do evil, because he hasn't judged you. He not deceived Yahweh's not mocked. For whatsoever man sow, that shall he reap. So we mock him. We don't think we're going to reap what we're doing. You're going to reap it. And your physical bodies too. And that's the truth. That's why we need to guard ourselves. Yes, sir. I'm going to protect the body. I am. I know there's a reaping process. The only way we're going to reap life everlasting is that we sow to the Spirit. And Messiah said, the words I speak to you, they're Spirit and they're life. That's the only way. A man that soweth to the Spirit shall reap life. He that soweth to the flesh shall reap corruption. He that soweth to the Spirit shall reap life everlasting. That's what Scripture says. It's written. And that's the only way you're going to reap life everlasting. You got to sow to the Spirit. Why? By obeying the Word. The words I speak unto you, they're Spirit and they're life. That's what they are. They're not just some idle words. I'm like Pastor Holthouse, a father, sin a matter of Yahweh. They may establish me in this truth. And this man has preached some 30 years. I'm told you, precious brother. Preached 30 some years. And I was listening to that tape this morning. He said, you know, I need Yahweh to sin. A man of Yahweh, to establish me in the present truth. I do too. I said to him, come, Pastor. This man is preaching all over the world. He does a lot of work in Africa, that continent, and South America with the poor countries. We began to preach in this name, many abandoned him. But it hasn't stopped the elderly brother. He's 60 some years old, 60 or 61 years old. He said, press on, elder. This house is always open to you. Is somebody here but you and me? Come preach. Glory. I believe what Scripture says. Scripture says in Luke. Luke chapter 2, verse 22. I have a few more verses here I want to read. For I want you to know what is written. If it's written in Scripture, then it's written in our hearts and in our heads. His name must be written. You can't be ashamed of his name. Well, I haven't used it. I know you haven't. May the peace of your way rest upon you. That's what Scripture says. Luke chapter 2, verse 22. And when the days of purification according to the law of Moshe were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to who? Yahweh. As it is written in the law of Yahweh, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to Yahweh. He means what he says. And it was written in Exodus chapter 13, verse 12 and 16. Exodus 13, 12, 16. Numbers 3 and 13. And Numbers 8 and 17. So it's written. And every male that opened the womb shall be presented unto the Father, shall be made purify or purified before Yahweh. That's what it should be, what Scripture says. Luke chapter 3, verse 4. Luke chapter 3, verse 4. As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah, the prophet, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of Yahweh, make his path straight. What does that say in the King James? Yeah, but he said, prepare the way of what? The Lord. Prepare ye the way of Yahweh. That's the way. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3 and 5. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3 and 5. That's what Scripture says. It's written, saints. I close with this. Luke chapter 4, verse 17 through 19. Luke chapter 4, verse 17. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it is written. Where did he find that? In the book of Isaiah? It's there in chapter 61, verse 1 and 2. What was written? The Spirit of Yahweh. What Spirit was upon him? The Spirit of Yahweh. Not the Spirit of the God, saints. But it was the Spirit of Yahweh was upon me. Because he hath anointed me to preach the evangel of the truth to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance of the captive and recovering of the sight of the blind, to set in liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of Almighty Yahweh. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1 and verse 2. Everyone knows that one. But that was written, wasn't it? So if all those things that I wrote that was written now, Then why not his name being written? What name is written? Are we that ignorant of a generation we don't want to receive truth? What was written in their foreheads then? If all this is written in the Old Testament, what is written in their foreheads? And that's new. What is written? The name of the Father. What is his name then? Are they going to have the name God up there? No, they're going to have Yahweh written. That is the Father's name. That is the Lamb's Father. That's why he prayed when you pray, when they wanted to know, our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be the Father's name. He said, hallowed be thy name. Why? Because he came to make restitution unto that name, saints. He came to make restitution unto the name of the Father. He did, Elder Crawford, to make restitution unto that name. That's why he said, you pray that name. Pray that way. You know that it is him. Why? Because you're receiving the words that I speak unto you. And by receiving that, you acknowledge he sent me. And by acknowledging he sent me, then you know that I am of him. And I speak nothing of myself, but I speak what the Father tells me to speak. And that's what he did. He spoke what the Father told him to speak. Outside of the law, you're not going to find eternal life. And that's why there's not, we don't find folks that are truly walking in truth today. Walking in schism. When he brings us to the knowledge of his truth, saints, we can't reject it. That's just it. You know you're in certain kind of a poor house and he brought you to a little knowledge. You say, well, that ain't right. We can't do this. And then you went to the old preacher and he said, well, it's all right to do this. I remember when you always began to deal with me as a young man. I went to this man. He was a deacon. Even then, I knew that wasn't right. He was living with a woman. He wasn't married with her. I said, that ain't right, Father. Can I ask him one question? I said, it's all right if I drink a little champagne on the weekend. He said, oh, you can do that. You can do all that stuff. Well, even the spirit that I asked him that in it was just wrong because it was just to satisfy my flesh. It had nothing to do with the Father. And because he was in sin, he couldn't tell me what was right. But even though he told me that, I knew it was wrong. And I went down to that whorehouse that Sunday. I'll never forget that the preacher came there. He had a cigar this big. It was this big around. I lied to you not. In his mouth. When I saw that, I said, this can't be, Father. It was not just the cigar, but just the spirit that the man had on him. I went that Sunday, and I never went back again. And then a little place that you always led me to, in my ignorance, as we all have been ignorant. Yeah, we all have. The man was exalting the truth of having faith in Almighty Yahweh. No, he didn't use the name Yahweh. But it was along that he said evangelist Hartsfield, and that was one of the first things he said to me. His name is not God, it's Yahweh, and the Son's name is Yahshua. Well, he had been brought up in the tradition of the Church of God in Christ. If he had gone through the country, he made his living that way, then what does he do? He knew the truth, and yet he did not emphasize that. He didn't. He did not preach that to us. My heart was just open. I was ready for his truth. I wanted to do what was right. And because I had great confidence in him and great love for him, I didn't fight him. I didn't. And then when he always brought me to a certain place that he says, time for me to move you from here now. And I watched that in all of my life, saints. I watched that, what he's done. Men, I've been captivated by men. I have. I'm a very loyal man. I'm loyal to another man. I'm just that way. I'm that way. I don't care what the word says. I'm a loyal man to another. I'm a loyal man. I'm loyal. I'm a loyal man. And I was loyal to all of them. And yet, you always saw that they were inhibitors. So he had to move me on to come to this simple truth. I have a name, son. I have a name. And that is his name. Amen. And I'm going to use it. And I'm going to preach in that name. Ain't that many folks that call me and write me? Send an offering every now and then. I got one little brother. He sends me an offering. Every time I write him, he sends me an offering. Up there, Brother Dean. He's up there in Forreston, Illinois. He sends me an offering. He's a young man. And he calls me his buddy. That's what he called me. Love you, Pastor Roberts. He has written me ever since I've been on that station. He sends me an offering. If it's number $3, $5, whatever. He says, every time I write, he sends me an offering. Always good to hear from you, Pastor Robert. Always good. Brother Dean, up there in Forreston, Illinois. He writes and he sends an offering all the time. May not be much, but he sends it. I returned a letter to him. He's been one of the faithful brothers that has written all the time. But the folks are listening. Man, they called me Brother Luther. He said, I listen to you all the time. He said, I listen to you, Pastor Roberts. I'm out here in Missouri. You know, some of the folks here in Missouri. He's out there in Missouri. He said, I listen to you. He said, I want that message for my son, please. You can hear the trembling in the old man's voice. You can hear the tears in his soul. He said, I got to go all the way, Pastor Roberts. I can't go partial. I've been really playing around. I got to go all the way. He said, I just got to do it. You made it so clear tonight. And it's so saints. Go ye into all the nation. Go. Baptizing them in the name of the Father. By the authority of the Son, because I give you authority to do it. And by the inspiration of the raw of the Spirit. That's what he meant. That's why we have such division. That's why we have such division. Messiah didn't tell Peter a lie. And Peter didn't do anything against what he said. That's why they waited on Pentecost to receive the anointing. And he did just what he said. He baptized in the Father's name. That's what he did. He didn't baptize in no Jesus' name. He baptized in the Father's name. Yahweh. So they were one in that name. He took them down in water. Sure, that's why Paul was raging. That's why he was on his road to Damascus. That's why he stood there and watched him stone Stephen to death. He watched that because he was infuriated. He took on to Damascus because he heard about it. He said, that's all right, I'll get you. I'm coming back for you. I'm going to take care of them first. I've already got my seal of approval to take them on. I'm going to kill everything I can. He went too. Yes, he did. He saw the witness that he saw Stephen die right there. Right there at his feet. They stoned him. Him looking up unto the glory of Yahweh. Seeing the Son of Man. Son of Man. That's what it says there. Sitting on the right hand of Yahweh. Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. And he gave up the ghost. He said, bring me on home, Father. And he brought him on home, too. Amen. And that's what's going to be with me. I don't care if mama don't go. If your wife doesn't go. And those folks, I'm going home. I'm going to serve your wife. For he said his son to establish his name. And his name is an everlasting name. And these crooked men have removed his name. They have. They have removed his name. It's always been there. I said to you all, I showed you all, I have that original copy of the 1611 King James. And right there you see the 12 apostles. On this side you see the 12 apostles, the 12 tribes of Israel. And right in the center you got his name, Yahweh, in Hebrew. They knew it. They knew it. Well, that was a messed up version, and the one you got is messed up too then. Because the one you got come from that one. They just took the Apocrypha out of there and changed himself around and twisted a little of that. Yeah, it's been done 7 times now. Well, the 1611, that is the pure word. Why do I have to change it 7 times? Amen. And that's the truth. Amen. That's why we're going to have his spirit. Not this Negro spirit. This white man's spirit. Not the Jew spirit. Because that has gotten you in trouble. Amen. You're going to have his spirit. When you got his spirit, you would hear what he's saying too. Amen. Huh? Your spirit, you hear what you say. That's what they have you to hear. It sure does. And that's why you can pick a side. There ain't but one side to pick. I'm on the winning side.
Hallelujah,
Lord. I can't lose. If Yahweh be for me, then who do I care who's against me? I don't care if they're against me. They say what they want to. Make it say what they want to. It doesn't bother me. Man, I'm blessed. I tell them all the time, give you something good to talk about. Talk about me. So, y'all want to talk about anything, talk about me. It doesn't bother me. I will not lose one ounce of sleep. You crooked, Pastor Rob. Tell me your sins. I'm not a crooked man. No, I'm not crooked. I'm not a perverted, brothers and sisters. I'm not a crooked. I haven't robbed. I haven't extortion. I haven't tricked any man here, brother and sister. I've been honest to you. I'm not a crook. That I'm not. I'm not a thief. I'm not a liar. I don't set lies. I set my agenda off lies. I set them off the truth. I'm trying to do something to trick you. What good is that? I was going to do that. I sure wouldn't do it in no setting like this. I do like old great sweet daddy Bishop McCullough. I read a little history on that man yesterday. Boy, did they own it. Oh, Bishop McCullough? Man, they own everything. They had their old soap, man. He bought a house in 1957. He bought a house for $450,000. It was a 60-room mansion in Los Angeles. He had homes everywhere, palaces. He had his own soap. He had a soap factory. They had everything. They had everything. He just didn't know how to manage the money right. But he had everything. Bishop McCullough. And every district had to buy him a car. Every church. Huh? They had to buy him. He was a wealthy man. He had houses all over the world. Sweet Daddy Grace. And Bishop McCullough came after him. And then they got this Sweet Daddy Madison now. But y'all said he died. Was it Madison? Yeah, I'm going to say it because I looked to see it was Sweet Daddy Madison. But they own it, brother. You got 5 million folks here, and they take care of daddy to all of them. They pray through them, through Sweet Daddy. Sweet Daddy, they pray through Sweet Daddy. And Son of Messiah told us to pray. He told us to pray like this, Our Father.
Right.
You pray the way you want to, you're going to be in trouble. He said, pray Our Father. Now, I think I read you what he told me to do.
Amen.
It was Sweet Daddy. He said, pray Our. How do we pray? Just pray, say, Father, we know you're there. Hallowed.
Yeah.
What a name.
Lord.
Be thy name. He said, that's how you pray now.
Yeah.
What you pray? That's how he told us how to pray.
Amen.
They go, Holy Ghost, send the Father. No, that's how he didn't tell you to pray like that.
No.
He didn't tell Peter to baptize but one way. Baptize him in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Spirit.
Yeah.
And it wasn't really quoted like that. He said, you put him down in the Father's name. You know, Peter probably said, by my authority. And the Spirit would give you a witness that the authority is right. That's why when he got up out of the grave, when he found them, only then did he breathe on them and they received the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Y'all received the Spirit then. Then, that's what the Spirit Scripture said. Then he breathed on them. After he got up, he breathed on them. And they received the Spirit. And then when he said that to Peter, his mind was, he said, I understand now. Let's go, brothers. Let's go down here to Jerusalem. Let's wait. 10 days, as a bishop always says it, until the power was, they were endued with a mighty pouring out of the Spirit. There would be a witness that this one that you have crucified. You don't, even Yahweh didn't allow the prince of this world to know that who he actually was, because if he had known, the scripture said they would have never crucified him. So he's not allowing everybody to know his name, right? I'm telling you that. No, he isn't. So they didn't know. See, could that be him, man? I just know one thing. He blasphemed that name. I'm going to bust him up. They sought a way to destroy him. And that's what men are doing today. They're trying to find a way to destroy his name. They're trying to incorporate with every kind of pagan name there. That's why you got the. That's why Satan, as he offered Messiah, the kingdom, he offered the bishop, he offered these Dobsons, these T.D. Jakes, these bishops, down here, Bishop Long and all of them. He offered them the kingdom. And they have the kingdom too. These men are rich. They have Lear jets. They fly around the country. They don't wear no. I said to the brothers last night, we were talking, Brother Dale and Dickie Benny, the brother, I said, you know, those men wear suits. Then when they get wet like this, they discard them. They don't wear them again. They don't wear the same suit twice. They got 500 or 600 suits. What are you going to wear the same for? They don't wear the same suits again, Brother James. They wear them one time and that's it. They discard them. Find someone to give them to. They don't wear them again. They get sweated. I said, those brothers, those glasses, Bishop Long got the, you can believe me. I said, they're not like the glasses Randy got. They're $230 glasses. $2,000-$3,000 glasses. I said, I guarantee you they're gold-plated and everything. You should know the glasses that Bishop Long wear. They're big old glasses. Like them hammer glasses. And gold. That ain't no gold. That ain't no fool's gold there. $1,000, $2,000 alligator shoe. That's what they wear. He gives them the kingdom here. Because they have learned how to worship him. In flesh. Everything they do is fleshly. Everything. They have found the perfect worship unto Satan. That's why he said to Messiah, now, first of all, make the stone bread. If you be who you are. If you be who you are. And that's what they're doing. They're eating and they're drinking. And they're rising up and they're playing whole houses.
Amen.
They're playing, as the old folks say, church.
Amen.
Yeah, they're playing church. They're playing. And so he found ways to enrich these men with millions. And they live like kings of nations. T.D. Jakes' house, $1.7 million, $2 million house. $2 million. What would Sister Robin and I do with a house even this big? It's a tabernacle. Tell me. Can you imagine someone having a house, just him and his wife and a child, that's 10 times this big? What do you do with that? Tell me. You, your wife, and a son, you got 5-6 cars? $200,000 cars? $100,000 car? Tell me. You think y'all intend for a preacher to have his own brand of clothes and theatrical production? And his, no, he never did that. These are not
These are wolves.
Amen.
They're not even dressed in sheep clothing. They're not even sheep dressed in wolves in sheep clothing. They're just flat out wolves.
Amen.
And Yahweh sending the folks there to destroy them and for them to be eaten up.
Amen.
He intended for them to be eaten up.
Amen.
He doesn't intend for them to know the truth.
Oh,
he has blinded their eyes, their hearts, where they can't hear and they can't. He doesn't want them to know.
Oh.
That's the truth.
Amen.
You're not going to despise him and reject him. You're not going to respect, disregard his truth. You're not going to disregard his name and his laws and think you're going to go into the kingdom. You are a fool.
Amen.
I don't care how you feel. I don't care what kind of emotions you have. That's just the truth. You're going to hell. Period. That's it. It's wickedness.
Amen.
I want to find a place where it's going to cut me.
Cut me.
Well, we found a heart for the preacher. He didn't cut me. He didn't preach to me. You get that cut me up to pieces and handle that preaching. I like that. I want it to be cut. Just cut me. Cut me. Because I know his word is sharp and powerful and into his sword. And if he didn't cut me, then he wasn't to me. He cut me. He said, let me feel the knife. I want to feel the sword down in my soul. And when he would do that, man, that's cut me. Cut me. That's what I wanted. Show me. Show me my sins and my faults, my wickedness. I want to see it clearly. And I would say, man, that's good preaching. I like that, man. That's good preaching. I like that. Oh, Brother Robert, yeah. Don't talk to me about no blessings. I'm blessed. He's just cut me like that. And I get some of that healing balm from Gilead. You finish cutting me, just let me bathe in that blood a little bit. Just let me lay there. Don't try to pick me. Just let me lay there. Help me, Father. Help me. Help me. I need your help. May Yahweh bless you. Keep your hearts pure. Your mind stayed on Him. It's going to be cold tonight now. It's going to get down to about 15, maybe 13. It's going to be quite cold. And tomorrow, too. So, everyone has enough wood. We bless you always for that. Brother Yosef is a laborer, though, stuck in the wood. He does an immaculate job. He keeps his people stuck. And I bless him with that. Bring that baby. Where's the baby? Oh, she has that milk in it? Come on, brother. I'm going to offer that young enough. May Yahweh bless you all today, saints. Be encouraged. I am. I love you all too, saints. Love you enough to tell you the truth. I won't compromise anything. Come on, brother Champagne. Come on, sister. Bless you all. I've encouraged saints. I don't know why I said it, but thank y'all why I said it.
Oh, the anger, the wrath, the Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Your name. You lay your hands here on your Father. And thy precious name, the wonderful name of Yahshua, we pray for this new Abram, this blood.
Amen.
Your hand rest upon him in a mighty way. Let his father and mother stand here before thy presence. And that wonderful name of Yahshua, the man, we present him unto you as a sacrifice, an offering, to serve the temple, the house of Yahweh. That the words that truth finish the soul of his mind,
that
he may be an everlasting stronghold. The faith of Messiah. We ask all this in the wonderful name of Yahshua the Lamb. Lord, his life for thy purpose and for thy glory. With that we offer him up to you, Father. In the wonderful name of Yahshua, we receive him. In that precious name we pray.
Hallelujah.
Bless you all, saints.
I love you all. Pray for me. I need the prayer. If there's anything I want to do, I want to do right. I want to live right. There's no other life to live. I have no other hope. There's nothing I want to accomplish in life. I don't want to be a big time preacher. I just want to make him known big time. That's it. That's my aspiration and my desire. I don't want houses of land. I don't need riches. I don't need money or fame. I'd rather have Messiah than all the world has to offer me. That's my desire. Nothing else. If it's just a faithful few, we'll press on into the kingdom. And you pray that I will speak the truth. And that his word will be a fire in my soul. And I will speak nothing but the truth. So help me, Yahweh. As you reveal it to me. There's nothing I desire but to walk in his truth and send the man of Yahweh. That he may have struck me. Bless you all. Let us stand to our feet. Hallelujah. Father, in all things, we bless you today. We thank you for your truth. Bless your people, I pray.
For you go with them down the highway, go with them home safely, bless them as they journey. We ask all things in the wonderful name of Messiah, I pray. And bless you all, saints.